It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, the Keystone Sports app. Dustin Hawkinsmith back here. Bobby Flo, Bob Flounder's back. Ross Tucker obviously is here. This is Tucker's Tape. Brought to you by GoPSURV.com.
Do you guys, well, first of all, it's nice to see you, Dustin.
It's good to be here.
Nice to talk with you. Yeah.
Are you going
to
be able to bust his stones as much as you bust Andy's? Or is it going to be
like
you a new technique?
I like Dustin. All
right. It's going to be a different kind of podcast.
If you haven't noticed, I have infiltrated this show, too. So we do three of these a week. I'm going three for three this week. Ross, I guess, may or may not be joining me next week.
Yes, I think I will on for Wednesday's
spice
show. I think we're changing it up for Wednesday's show. Two things that need to be noted immediately now, okay? So, number one, I'm really hoping that Bob holds that clock in his hand for all 12 minutes of this segment.
Yes. You guys read upside down.
For those of you that aren't in here, which is all of you, we have a clock usually so that we know how long the segment should be, but that's not here, so we're using Bob's phone. And for the first minute and 20 seconds, Bob was holding it up, but I was going to try to test his lateral arm strength there.
Yeah, it was starting to cave. It was already starting to give
that's
up.
That's next Tucker's Tape.
Yeah. There we go.
So as I mentioned, this is Tucker's Tape. It's brought to you by GoPSURV.com.
Like yes.
Any good idea is born out of necessity. I think these guys are filling a need. You're able to reserve an RV through them for the weekend for single Penn State games. Those who weren't able to get a season-long RV pass, they have the solution. You arrive Friday, you leave on Sunday, you avoid all that game day traffic. If you are arriving on Friday, you can get there. Your RV will be set up for you. They got shuttles running constantly to and from the stadium. And they even allow charcoal grills, which that's a deal maker, I think, for me.
Well, that's a lot of details, man. I like it.
The deal maker for me is to not have to commit to every game.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, I like going to Penn State games when I can. I try to go to one or two. You don't want to have to get the RV pass for the whole year. You have to commit to the whole year. Maybe you just want to take the RV up for – let's say you want to take the RV up for four games. You still don't want to have to commit to the whole year. This guy's got a good business. GoPSURV.com.
Yes, sir. So this is Tucker's Tape. And while you were away earlier in the week, Ross, I did my own 2018 class rankings. I guess just because. I don't know. But I kind of wove in where you guys had guys ranked and where I had guys ranked. And the one big takeaway. So I came in here thinking I was going to bust your chops over Saquon Barkley being number four in the pick. Hear me out.
Rivalry has resumed.
Listen. It's so funny. Did you have him number one?
I had number one in the country that time. So I was like, okay, I'm going to rip him about that a little bit because I always do. But I looked at your 15, it started in 15, 16, 17, and 18 rankings, and they are really good. If you look back on how guys turned out.
Well, send them to me. Send them to me. Keep talking, Dustin. I like the new guy.
Another shot at Andy.
Here it is.
Shay would never say that.
Two things here. You compliment Ross, and I. This is my personal belief. You don't call him Ross the boss, and you'll be in good shape. That's where I'm at. But these are hard to do, especially this 18 class, Ross, where there are so many freaking good players. There were like five guys where I'm like, okay, I'm going to get them higher, and you just can't do it.
Yeah,
the guys are so good. You look at. Number 18, 19, 20, they are really good players from top to bottom. And it's kind of always been like this under Franklin, but this class in particular was the quantity, quality, and took both of those through the roof.
Yeah, I would like to go back and look at those other years just to see how I did. And, like, that's a summer segment. That's a summer series, Jim Galante. You know, a lot of good stuff.
Somewhere he's smiling.
A lot of good stuff has happened ever since Andy Shea and our boss Jim Galante wasn't here. Other than Nick showing up late and Jim's, to help out Jim here. It's been a while since I've been able to knock on Nick, too. Nick is our young, trusty producer, by the way, who I used to make fun of all the time, and he's never here.
So Andy took his place. Now Andy's gone and Nick's back. It's like symmetry.
I'm really hopeful we'll get to some content pretty soon. To this segment.
So your point though, Dustin is well taken about the class. Like, I went back on it. I can't believe how low I have Culpepper, you know? But it's like, I know, but it's like you got to put people somewhere.
Yeah. So there was structurally, like, I think our lists were more or less the same. And I kind of prefaced when I did my rankings that, you know, I'm the amateur, you're the pro at this, but I was going to do it anyway. The
one you guy, totally copied off of me for 21 through 23. Well, Charlie Catcher, Bryce Effner, Jake Pinneger.
Those struck me as obvious, though.
I agree.
Struck me as obvious. I agree. Think there was a choice. You put the kicker at 23 because he's a kicker. I think he's athletic. I like that about him. We'll see how it pans out. He might be starting. They could really use him to be good right away. Bryce Effner, you know, I liked his feet, Ross, but you look at the caliber of athlete 1 through 21, you could put him anywhere but 22. And then Charlie Catcher, I just have some questions about durability is one, and where he finds a home, if he can be a down-to-down linebacker. So
well, you're there. Naturally, when these guys are projection positions, that naturally hurts their ranking, right? He's never played linebacker. That's what he's going to play. Right. So you have to downgrade him for that. Frankly, that's why I didn't have Micah Parsons number one. You did. You had Parsons number one. It looks to me, I think probably the most interesting thing would just be where we had significant disagreements, probably. You know, you have Trent Gordon higher now that you did your rankings after Franklin already said how well he's doing. So
I'm lower than you.
No, you – oh yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I have him.
Oh yeah, you're wrong on that. You're wrong on that.
We'll see. Now that I have the hindsight's 20/20. I have him lower, but boy, he's tough because you know, just nothing jumps off the page at you one way or another about him. And I understand that their reviews are good. And the one other thing about Micah Parsons, I think when you did your thing, he was still middle linebacker. And I think the fact that he's moving outside again helps him.
Yeah.
I also was.
I still have some concerns there. I still think that there might be some Cam Brown syndrome going on out there.
What's Cam Brown syndrome?
Really, really talented, but just doesn't really know what's going on most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's.
If you remember, go back to my rankings from a couple years ago. I said about Cam Brown, this guy's a crazy athlete. But when you looked in high school at how it took a couple seconds for Cam Brown to actually identify where the ball was going and then go get it, that's a red flag, man. Those first, like, the first second of every play is so important at every position. Those first two steps, you got to beat them to the punch, and that was something that he was not able to do.
You listen to the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is Tucker's Tape, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. You want an RV for one Penn State game or multiple Penn State games? Check them out, GoPSURV.com. Where
the biggest discrepancies that I see, I had Tar Burton number 9. You had Tar Burton 14. I put more stock in just people that are mean.
Badass.
I put value in badasses because I will say this. Like, when you get to college, it's a lot different. Like, you got to really love hitting people. And forget about the NFL. You got to really love the physical aspect of it and getting after people. And Tar Burton does. Talking on both sides of my mouth, the concern there for him is position fit, too. So that's fair. By the way, I think he ends up at defensive end and maybe even defensive tackle, but defensive end. And he's behind a list of like 12 guys that Bob could name right now. Right. They need to trade a couple DNs, okay, for some linebackers and D tackles. Yeah. I'm sure Ohio State has some. Let's get a trade here going. They probably don't do interdivision.
He's still
trades.
Talking about defensive tackle depth. He's like, we got to count on redshirt freshmen this year, and it's just not ideal. That's going to be a storyline moving forward.
Yeah, you don't want to have to count on those guys. Although those guys also can make big strides throughout spring ball and then before camp and through camp. One of the other guys that we had a big discrepancy on, two more, Jahan Dotson, the wide receiver. I had him 18. You had him 11. And Will Levis, the quarterback, I had him 15. You had him 10.
Yeah. Well, for Tar Burton, 14-9, I think one of the things that I'm kind of looking at is what are the variables in their development. So the more variables there are,
correct,
that kind of works against.
Correct.
I thought there were some variables there. And it's not to say that he can't be a great linebacker or whatever, but he needs to prove where what he is, who he is, and all that. Jahan Dotson, I love him. The variable for me for Jahan Dotson is, can he gain 25 pounds or not? And I think Penn State's strength staff has proven that they can do whatever they want with guys. That was the biggest issue for me. I understand the nuances of the position, but I looked at him and I saw a kid with a really great feel. I thought faster, quicker, and a better feel for the position than Deshaun Hamilton as a high school prospect. And I think if he's going to get in the same, you never know what's going to happen developmentally, but if he goes in that.
But he's like 5'11", 165, right? Yeah. And Deshaun was like 6'1", 215?
I don't think he was ever 215. Was as a high school kid?
No. I mean,
when he left.
Yeah. He's got a couple inches on him, 2 or 3 inches on him.
If he's 6 feet, but still, I mean,
five. I like that comparison, though. I like the Dotson Hamilton comparison.
And he just made things look so easy, Ross. I felt like he played bigger than his frame was. And if he's 5'11", 190, and he plays a position.
He had Antonio Brown syndrome. You want to know another syndrome? Antonio Brown syndrome is when you're a little dude, but somehow you make every contested catch. Yeah. Like, there's 6'6 guys that can't make a catch when there's somebody on them. Antonio Brown, like, sticks his left hip out, puts his right elbow back, and the ball, like, fits in there. It's unbelievable what that guy does. And Dotson had some of that. Levis, you're a Levis fan.
I do like – he reminds me a little bit of Tommy Stevens back from his high school film. And
He's better than Tommy Stevens on his high school film.
Athletically, and I think as a pure thrower, he's better than Tommy
Stevens. He's bigger and a much better thrower.
It really just kind of speaks to, okay, if you're going to get in the same development track as Tommy Stevens as a high school kid, and you're a better athlete, and you're faster, and you're a better thrower, where is that going to put you in 3 years if Tommy Stevens is where he is right now? So, you know, I think it's just kind of personal flavor. I don't think there's hardly any margin between, like, 8 and 20, though. You know, I think you could put a guy high or low on that list. Trent Gordon might deserve to come up based on what he's doing. Other guys might be able to, too. But this class, it's not telling you anything you don't know, but it is so freaking good. It's so good.
Look, it really is. It's like a national championship caliber class.
Even the 3 stars, I felt like some of them didn't deserve to be 3 stars.
There were guys like Luketta, Dotson, Scruggs, Friermuth, Hawkins that – other years would have been like their top 5 guys.
Yeah.
I mean, that would have ended up being their top 5 guys. We weren't off on that many. And look, that's why I like this. I like that you kind of had competing rankings. And a few years from now, we'll see that mine were right and yours were wrong.
Sure.
And that it's just anything that can validate my supremacy, Dustin, is something that I'm really into.
And that is why I'm here, sitting here right now. All right. We're going to validate Ross's supremacy one more time. Take a quick break. Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com, is coming up right after this. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
Hey, Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all-you-can-eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests, including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.